You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, your host here, Colt Molesky, bringing you Timberwolves content. Make sure to check out the LockedOnWolves.com website, as well as the Locked On T-Wolves Twitter account. That's at Locked On T-Wolves. And check out my Twitter account at C Molesky, M-O-L-E-S-K-Y. Make sure to check out all those places for great content. Speaking of great content, check out The Athletic. You can get a discount on a subscription if you use the Locked On NFL code when you go in for your subscription. The Athletic, for the time being, is doing a partnership with the NFL Locked On shows. So go check those out. Make sure to get your discounted Athletic subscription for all that great content that they are putting out every single day. Great to be partners with them, and just a lot of fun to, because we've done so many shows, so many podcasts. I've had guys from The Athletic on, and everybody that I've talked to from over there and I've gotten a chance to work with has been awesome. And so good to have a partnership with them. They're a good company and they know what they're doing, especially about sports. So go check out that website and check out that discount. Today we're going to be talking all about the schedule. Sorry that I didn't have the usual shows posted during the middle of the week. I'll have a show posted today and tomorrow, though, so you'll still get your two shows for the week. They'll just be a little later than usual. Apologies for that. Had some stuff. I was gone for a while, and I'm back now. So we'll get right down to it, get right into the NBA schedule for the Timberwolves, their 2018-2019 season. Starts off the same way it did last year against the San Antonio Spurs on the road, October 17th. That's a 7:30 p.m. game. And that would be fun. That's a good way to start out, I think, because last year you had Kawhi Leonard out. Obviously, a tight loss there, but you had Kawhi Leonard out, and you didn't know at that point that Kawhi would be out the entirety, basically, of the season. He played 9 games, so basically the entirety of the season. So it was hard to tell if that was a good litmus test for how the Timberwolves were coming out of the summer, because that star was gone. This year, they're going to have all their guys there. DeMar DeRozan is going to be there. LaMarcus Aldridge is going to be there at the beginning of the season. They're going to have young guys like Lonnie Walker playing. DeJounte Murray is going to be there. So it's going to be, say what you want about the San Antonio Spurs, whether you think they're how good they're going to be, whether you think they're actually going to be in the top of the Western Conference this year. Whatever the case may be, whatever your thoughts are personally about the San Antonio Spurs, they're going to be facing the full roster this year. And so I think it'll be a good way to see how the Timberwolves are coming out of the summer. If they're coming out ready and prepared, or if they're coming out a little sluggish, you're going to see that in that first game against San Antonio, because they have their full cast to throw against the Timberwolves. So I think that'll be a good test for the Timberwolves right out the gate. And then they have the Cavaliers is their first home game on Friday, October 19th. That's the first home game for the Timberwolves. I'm not going to go game by game, but the opener and then the home opener, I think, are important highlights. And the Cavaliers, I think that'll be a good way to get home, just because a Spurs game on the road is always going to be tough. I don't care who's on the roster. That's going to be a tough game as long as Popovich is the coach and as long as the Spurs have that great home crowd. Though that's going to be a tough atmosphere to play in. So coming home against the Cleveland Cavaliers team, that's going to be down. Obviously, I think Kevin Love is still a pretty good player, and I'm excited to see Colin Sexton. I really think that he could be a special point guard. Obviously, maybe not in the first couple games of his NBA career, but it'll be interesting to see him and Kevin Love play in an offense together. And while I think that'll be an exciting game, I think that should be a fairly easy one for the Timberwolves to win. I think that the defense of Jimmy Butler and just the ability to throw Cat at basically anybody on that roster, and they're really going to struggle defending him down low in the post. Those two things particularly, there's a couple other matchups that we'll get into, obviously, closer to the actual game. But those two things really really make a difference for the Timberwolves as far as making this game an easy one and a nice home opener for them. Should be able to grab a win right there in front of the fans for the first time for the 2018-19 season. I'm going to go backwards a little bit because I probably should mention this, but the preseason games, you have September 29th through October 12th. They're going to play the Warriors, Clippers, Thunder, and then the Bucks twice. So if you haven't seen the preseason games, that's their slate. They're going to be at home against the Thunder and the Bucks on October 5th and 7th. We'll have plenty of content about that as we get closer to those days as well. But that's the preseason slate. Getting back into the regular season, there's a couple things I wanted to highlight about the regular season. So the first really daunting road stretch, I think, the first really daunting stretch of games for the Timberwolves is that November 2nd through the November 9th, the Friday, November 9th. They are all away games. They have five games on the road on the West Coast. That's their big West Coast trip. They do a couple stints, but that's the big West Coast trip. And their games are Friday, November 2nd. They're on the road to the Warriors. Then Sunday, November 4th, they're on the road to the Blazers. Monday, November 5th, they're on the road to the Clippers. I should probably say stop saying on the road. These are their away game stretch. Wednesday, November 7th, Lakers, and Friday, November 9th, Sacramento Kings. This is a tough stretch of games, especially if you think about it. They've only been playing basketball for about just about a month, or a half a month, really. And you're going into Oakland, you're going into Portland. Those are two tough places to play, solid home crowds, and you're always going to have some tough competition. Obviously, the Warriors still the best team in the NBA, but the Blazers, still a really good backcourt, and some exciting things happened in the front court for them. They were able to retain a lot of those pieces, so that'll be a tough game, especially coming on the heels of the Warriors, and then playing the back-to-back, and we'll get to back-to-backs in a second here, but back-to-back nights, you're playing Blazers and then Clippers. I think the Blazers are going to be kind of a frisky Western Conference team that I think they hang around that ninth spot again in the Western Conference. I just like that they have a lot of role players and they have a bunch of young guys. And I think they know how to play unselfish basketball. They know how to put up points. You saw this last year. And I think that they're going to be, especially early on this season, they're going to be a really interesting team to watch just because I think they're going to pull some upsets that people don't see coming. And I don't think they're going to be a playoff contender, but I do think they hang around that ninth seed. And I think they maybe sneak out a couple more wins than people anticipate because they do have a pretty solid roster. They just don't have a superstar yet. And so when they're able to have, I think there's probably 8-9 guys I think can actually play on that roster. So they have a deep team. They don't have a superstar, but they have a deep team and a lot of different lineups they can throw at you. And some exciting young guys joining that roster now after this last draft, especially Shai Gilgeous-Alexander out of Kentucky. A fun point guard to have, a fun defensive point guard who can really get to the rack. That they have on this team with plenty of shooters already there. I think that he's the perfect fit, and I think this could be a really interesting game for the Timberwolves coming off of games against the Warriors and the Blazers. I think this is going to be a really tight game and a really high-scoring game. And then you go from there, you get a couple days rest, and you're playing the Lakers in whether that young core around LeBron is going to be good or not. LeBron James still is the best player in the world when he really wants to be. And so this is going to be a tough game, and especially because they're on the road, especially because this is the fourth game in the road trip for the Timberwolves. This is going to be a tough game, and they're going, and needless to say, if Brandon Ingram, Kyle Kuzma, Josh Hart, if any of these guys, Lonzo Ball, if any of these guys fall into a rhythm against you while you have to play against LeBron James, it's going to be tough for no matter who the team is. And so the Timberwolves are going to be in for a tough one, especially because I think that Clippers game is going to be a lot tighter than maybe people anticipate leading up to it. And then you play the Kings on that Friday on 9th. I think that this should be the easiest win out of this road trip. Definitely the only one where you should have confidence. You should be able to beat the Kings. But this is going to be an interesting game because I think that the Kings are going to really attack them down low, and this is going to really put a lot of pressure on Towns. I think Towns is the one who has to have a huge night when you're playing the Kings, just because I think they're going to try to do a lot of stuff down low through Bagley, through Harry Giles. They have a lot of big guys on this team, and they're going to come after Towns. This will be a low-scoring game, and I think it's going to come down to Towns really showing how much he's grown on defense. I think there's actually a few games early on, and I want to touch on that quickly a little later. But there's a few games early on where I think Towns is going to have to show that he grew defensively, and there's opportunities for that really early on in the schedule. And this is one of those where Towns can show that he can make an impact defensively and not have to be there offensively, because the backcourt for the Timberwolves should be able to smoke the backcourt of the Kings. And I think that's really, really where you have an advantage offensively, is get Jimmy Butler, Jeff Teague, Derrick Rose, Tyus Jones. Get these guys really going. Even maybe a young guy, Josh Okogie. Get him feeling a rhythm from outside. Get their backcourt guys really going on offense. And then on the defensive side, if you can just keep Bagley and Harry Giles from really finding their spots on the court, then I think that this is going to be a low-scoring game, but a pretty smooth one for the Timberwolves. And this is by far their most difficult stretch because of all the reasons I just laid out, and the opponents they play, and how early on this is in the schedule. This is their toughest stretch. I think a nice stretch. They have a nice home series following that, but they play the Pelicans, the Blazers, the Nuggets in that four-game home series. It's only the Grizzlies is kind of the rest for them. Another tough stint comes pretty quickly after that, November 28th to December 5th. They play the Spurs, Celtics, Rockets, and Hornets. Those are all home games, but those are three playoff teams, and two of those teams were top seeded teams in their their respective conferences. Celtics with a number two seed last year, obviously, and the Rockets the number one seed. That's going to be a tough stretch of games, especially because I think the Spurs are going to be actually pretty good next year. Far be it for me to doubt Pop, but I think that's going to be a pretty tough stretch of games. Ending with the Hornets is pretty nice. Those were the two big stints that are going to stick out as really tough basketball series for the Timberwolves. As far as some softer series for the Timberwolves, there wasn't too much that stuck out in the way of just easy breezing past teams for a few games. There is a stint late in the season, March 21st to March 26th, where they have two home games against the Hornets and the Grizzlies, and then an away game against the Clippers. That should be pretty nice. I think in March, the Clippers are probably going to be burned out. They're probably going to be past the part of the season where they're catching teams off guard. I think they're probably going to have a couple young guys kind of tired of carrying a bunch of the weight of the team. And you can only go so far on role players. Again, the Clippers need a star, and while they lack that, they still aren't going to be a playoff team because they lack that. And so I think that March, you see some of these teams that don't have a star that maybe had hot starts, they're going to slow down. You saw this last year with teams like the Orlando Magic, the Memphis Grizzlies. The first month of the season, they really started hot, and then they really fell off, especially in those last couple of months. I think the Clippers are going to be one of those teams where they're dropping more games than they're picking up late in the season. And so I think that game turns from an exciting game early in the season to late in the season. That'll be a pretty easy win for the Timberwolves. So that's a three-game stretch that's really favorable for them. But there's plenty of times where they play, like they have a stint. They have February is a perfect example, 25th, 27th, 28th, They play the Kings, the Hawks, which seems like it's going to be a nice little run for them. But then they play the Pacers and the Wizards. Those are two playoff teams, and the Pacers, I think, are going to be one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference, maybe a top three team. And so there's not a lot of breaks in their schedule, especially because they're in the Western Conference. Nothing's really going to come easy for them, and now every Laker game is going to be tough as well. So the schedule just got tougher for the Timberwolves. And even games like when they play the Mavericks, those are going to be tough because I think Luka Doncic is going to be very, very good. And so, yeah, there's not going to be a ton of breaks for the Timberwolves in the schedule, but it's going to be an exciting year. And keep an eye on those two stretches I said, because those are going to be really tough stretches, and you're going to really see what the Timberwolves are made of. We're going to take a quick break before I get to a couple more points about the regular season that was just released this week, and then we're going to head out. But first, a break for some sponsors. Talking about the Timberwolves regular season schedule that was released earlier this week, I talked about two stints where you should really watch the Timberwolves, especially because of the teams they're playing, a road trip on the Western Conference, and then a home stint where they're playing the Spurs, the Celtics, and the Rockets. Those are two particular areas where you're really going to see what this team is made of, because they're having to play really good teams back-to-back-to-back. Speaking of back-to-backs, the Timberwolves play 9 of those this season, so pretty favorable. Obviously, the NBA is trying to do a better job of not having back-to-backs, not having 5 games and 7 nights, things like that. So to have only 9 back-to-backs, I think is pretty solid. I know people are probably going to find a way to complain about it, but compared to the schedule 8 years ago, 5 years ago, 9 back-to-backs, not really that bad. And most of them are in the back half of the schedule, so I think that you can maybe look at that negatively. I think it's nice not to have your back-to-back nights front-loaded into the beginning of the schedule. Makes the start to your season maybe a little less intense by just maybe a half a notch. And so I think it's nice to have a few more of those in the second half of the season. Take that how you will. I think that at the end of the day, they're not going to blame a play, maybe a 8th seed over a 6th seed spot. You can't blame that on something like a couple more back to backs than another team. But another point I wanted to pick out from the beginning of the season, I think that the start of the season, particularly that first month and a half, I think you're really going to be able, if you really watch Towns defensively, I think you're really going to be able to see where he is, how much he's grown from just last year, how much he's been working on it over the summer, how much the coaches are pushing him. You might be able to see a tiny bit of it in the preseason, but you're really going to be able to see it in the beginning of the season, because you're playing the Spurs. He's going to have to go up against LaMarcus Aldridge, against the Pacers. He's going up against Miles Turner, and against the Toronto Raptors. Valanciunas is usually a guy that he's been able to get a pretty good handle on, but against the Bucks, they have a pretty stacked front court. Against the Lakers, a home game on October 29th, LeBron might switch on to Towns, or you have JaVale McGee, maybe Lance Stephenson switches on to Towns. You got a couple defenders who could really bang around down low with Towns, and so that could be a way to test where he is defensively. Against the Jazz, you have Rudy Gobert. He's the reigning defensive player of the year, and he's going to be down low, really going back and forth with Towns. And then you have the Trailblazers and a few pieces they have in the front court, some guys they're looking to take a step forward in the front court. And then against the Clippers, you got the Lakers again. Clippers, the Towns should be able to take advantage of, but against the Lakers, and then, like I was saying earlier, against the Kings, I think they're going to try and slow Towns down on the offensive side, and on the defensive side, I think they're going to really try and take advantage of a bunch of young guys, really try and have them show their salt versus a really good player, an all-star level player in Towns. So those really early on, there's a lot of games where you're going to be able to see Has Towns been really working on the defensive side? Has Towns been really putting in the work on defense? And has he been really grinding it out over the summer? Has he been getting better? Has his technique been getting better? Is he going to be a better rebounder than he was last year? Is he going to grow on the defensive end? I think you're going to be able to see that in the first month, month and a half of these games, because he's going to have some top-level competition to go against. And I think that if he comes out of this stretch and he looks really good, I think that's a good indicator of the work Towns has been putting in. I think that puts to rest a lot of the conversations around Towns and Butler that has been had over the summer. I think that a lot of stuff can be solved by Towns coming out really strong on both ends of the court early on in this season, and that's important. Stuff like that is important, and you see right in the schedule, laid out for him in the schedule, is a way to put that stuff to rest. And so hopefully he can jump out to that. But that's something I'm going to be looking for early on the schedule. These are just some takeaways from the regular season schedule that was released earlier this week. Hope you guys enjoyed them. And I hope you're going to be tuning in later or tomorrow for another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.